you're going to also create an environment where these children are not going to be moved further along. So it's better to keep them together and work to try to make this school a better school, bring in a partner like they promised to do in October to make this school a better school as opposed to just disperse them out.
Sam Radford is president of the District Parent Coordinating Council. MLK is one of several failing city schools. It was initially slated to close. However, late last week, the state education department issued a reprieve, saying MLK can remain open. But the district wants to close it and turn it into a medical campus school. Each time students are shifted out of failing schools, the district sends them to other low-performing city schools. Parents want that process to end. Radford says they sent a letter to the education department asking for intervention,
saying that we believe that the Board of Education has basically taken advantage of the most vulnerable parents in the country. We hear over and over and over again that this is the third poorest district in the country. And so in this situation where parents have very little resources to be able to fight against these kind of oppressive forces.
Parents are calling on the Buffalo School Board to keep MLK open if members vote tomorrow night on the issue. Board Member Sampson and incoming Member Quinn indicated that if the board votes to close MLK, they would work to reverse the vote when the new board takes over in July. Quinn tells WBFO News it's time to help parents send their children to better performing schools.
You know, I think it's been a very disruptive process for those parents, and we've got to have a school plan that is more thoughtful and engages them more and gives people more notice, and this is not the way to do it. So, the state commissioner has agreed to let us keep it open, which is very good on his part. And I think we ought to take him up on his offer and then figure the school plans out in a way that parents can understand it and aren't surprised.
The parent council points out this situation at other failing schools like Bennett High School, School 115, and Middle Early College is leaving hundreds of school students and parents with uncertain plans for their education when the new school year begins this fall. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.